Well, as you could tell from the title of this, this isn't a normal episode. This is a goodbye. I'm actually wrapping up the podcast. And to be totally honest, I was not expecting on the podcast ending. And I'll give you a reason why. I hope that this podcast has brought some sort of understanding and transparency to design in the real world, and maybe even changed your mindset on how you approach everyday things, whether it be technology, objects in our everyday life, and how we use them and perceive the world around us. There really is a mind behind it. Someone who thought through how someone else would use this product and really put in time and effort to make it a good experience. Take your phone, for instance. It's gone through years and years of improvement, and it's only the way it is today because of people that think of what could be improved, what could be better, and make this ultimately a better experience for someone. Now, the podcast, I have thoroughly enjoyed this, and I really don't want to stop it, to be honest. But things in my career and my personal life have added to my workload to the point where I don't have time week to week to do podcasts, unfortunately. Now, that's not to say that at one point I want to pick this back up again and start doing this, because I, you know, whether it's a big audience that's listening or, you know, just a few individuals, I really am doing this for myself and learning about these different things and just happen to be sharing that knowledge on this platform. Now, I hope that Design Dive has provided a way for you to be curious about the world around you, and really, ultimately, like I say at the end of each podcast, that design is around us and that it's important to keep learning and being inspired by those type of things, because ultimately that is what is going to drive our curiosity and drive our learning. Now, really, I want to spend a moment to highlight certain episodes that are really favorites to me, and ones that I hope, if you haven't listened to, that you would go back and listen to, because to me it's kind of the best of the best. For me, one of my favorites was the New York subway system. It was episode 2, and really this one was so interesting in the way of it all started basically a century ago. And just little by little, trying to solve small problems on a massive scale, and how it just has huge implications today. So that is one that I thoroughly enjoyed. Another one of my favorites is the wristwatch episode. To me, this, it's so cool to see such a little device that almost everyone uses in some capacity, whether it be a digital watch, a normal watch, a smart watch, whatever the case may be. We all know what it is. And to see it transform through the years and transform because of wartime is just so interesting to me. And to see that thought process on how can we create a tool that is going to benefit not just in telling time, but to help in wartime strategy. So again, just a fantastic episode and one of my favorites. Another one that I enjoyed was the ballpoint pen. The ballpoint pen is, again, one of those universal items, but you know, it wasn't really a big deal until not too long ago, really. And the thought behind it and the problems it was trying to solve at the time are still lifelong problems that it continues to solve for. In that episode, I make the claim that it is kind of one of those iPhone moments in time, in history, is where it creates a way for people to be able to write on the go whereas writing was a stationary thing. So I definitely invite you to listen to that one. And I'll give you one more episode that was a favorite of mine, and that was the soy sauce bottle. I really wasn't expecting the soy sauce bottle to be anything great. I was actually just looking up specific topic ideas and trying to think of, well, what could be fun? What could be interesting? And I saw a brief article about that. So I read it and was just absolutely fascinated by the history behind it and how it, again, it was because of wartime that inspired this man to create something that completely changed how a staple of his country, soy sauce, was served and now is a worldwide used product. So again, one of my favorites, but some common principles that you can take from this is that design is, I say this several times, it always needs to be challenged. It always needs to be improved. There's never really, in most cases, okay, we're done. It's perfect. Let's not mess with it. Now, it can be really good and it can solve so many problems, but we see that due to time, it needs improvement. It needs something to challenge it and say, hey, is there a better way? And we can see through history that we have changed as a society and have updated and modified and created things that are better for the human experience. Also, design isn't a single person endeavor. It can be multiple people. You see so many different products cross hands through so many people, and it only becomes better with different minds becoming involved. So that teamwork aspect and getting more eyes on the problem is super helpful. And lastly, a point I want to mention is the whole purpose of design, and what we shouldn't lose sight of is it's all about the user or the individual using whatever product or viewing whatever it is that's being designed. It's all about them. And that's why I enjoy my career. I am a product designer, one who designs basically what software looks like and how people interact with it. But for me, I have to focus on these individuals. I have to put their priorities and their needs in the forefront of what I do. Because if I don't, it's totally useless. If, I mean, think about it. If your phone was made to what the business wanted, would it be great? Probably not. But they listen to people. They get their input from them and what they don't like, what they do like. And that's what improves it. Anything in the product space, whether it be a physical product, a digital product, it's only better because of that feedback and that improvement. So never forget that design requires a outside perspective. You can't put yourself in a room and ignore the world around you and create a great design of something. You have to get that feedback, and it really does challenge you to set your own opinions aside and solely focus on whoever it is that you're getting feedback from. So again, those are some highlights of what I hope that you gain from this. But you know, really, I do appreciate if you did take the time to listen to one, a few, or even all of these episodes. Thank you so much. It means a lot that you value that, and hopefully you learned something along the way. Ultimately, that's what I was trying to encourage, is that learning is a lifelong thing, and it's always a good thing to be learning about things that might be outside your realm of understanding, that you can gain a greater appreciation for the little things in life. But really, again, thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of that. Like I said, this may not be forever, but it will be for a few years that I will unfortunately not be able to do this. I do hopefully look forward to starting this up again. And if I do, I will let you know when that does happen. But if you enjoyed this series, I encourage you to please share it with others, whether they're in the design space or not. It hopefully will spark some learning and understanding in the design world that we can all appreciate. But until next time, keep learning, stay inspired, and remember, design is all around us. Goodbye.